Chazar Zechinish Mesabachi Cheskoshag Ben Avraham Yehuda. Tech the brachas daf lamet test. Maybe we can say that the proper bracha to make on cooked vegetables is actually machlekes tanoim. Because it once happened that there were two talmidim by Bar Kappara, and they were brought before them to eat some cooked vegetables and some meat. One of the talmidim went ahead and made a bracha first on the meat. The other talmid left at why he would choose to do that. Bar Kappara got angry at the one who left and said, if the other talmid enjoys the meat more, why are you laughing that he chose that first? Bar Kappara also got angry at the one who made the bracha and said, you should have asked me first what bracha you should make first. Bryce says that neither of them lived out the year. In any case, maybe we could say the machlokes between these two talmidim is, or was, the one who made the bracha said that cooked vegetables are shahakal, therefore it's a question between the meat and the cooked vegetables, and he decided to make a bracha on the one that he enjoyed more. Whereas the one who lived felt that you make a bari priya dama on cooked vegetables, and therefore he felt that a bari priya dama should have been made before shahakal. Or it says it's no raya, it could be that they all agree that you would make a shahakal even on the cooked vegetable. Machlokes was that the one who made the bracha felt that you choose what you would want most to make the bracha on, and the other felt that you make a bracha on the cabbage, on the cooked cabbage, what they had, the kruv, because that it provides sustenance, it's Zion. Rezeri said that Rav Huna said, when you have turnip heads, if you cut them into big pieces, they're bari priya dama. If you cut them into small pieces, they're shahakal. When he asked Rav Yehuda, he said, in either case, they're bari priya dama, because the reason you cut them into small pieces is just to allow for a better taste. Rashi said that Rav Kahana said, when they have a cooked beet dish, which they add flour to, it's a bari priya dama, because there's not a lot of flour that's added. But in a cooked turnip dish, which they add a lot of flour to, it may be bari priya dama. However, he later changed and said, no, both of them are going to be bari priya dama, because the reason that the flour is included in this mixture is only to help for bonding, not really for taste. Rav Chisda said that cooked beets are healthy for the heart, good for the eyesight, and very good for the digestive system. I said that's when they've been cooked very well. Papa said, it's pasha to me that soup made from vegetables, you make a bari priya dama on as well. The question our Papa has is, what about soup made from dill? Do you say that the dill is supposed to add flavor, in which case it would take on a bari priya dama as well, or do you say it's only there to remove the bad smell from the rest of the mixture, in which case you would not make a bari priya dama? Or brings a right from a Mishnah, the Gabi Truma, that dill is made to give taste into a dish, and therefore, even if it's a shahakal dish that the dill was put into, since it was given for taste, you would make now a bari priya dama. Chia Barashi said, even if you have a whole piece of bread in front of you, when you have some smaller broken pieces of bread, you can make the hamaitzi on the smaller broken pieces of bread. This argues in Rav Chia, who said that really you should make the bracha before you even break the bread, so you see there's a certain chashivas of making the bracha on an entire piece of bread. Rava disagrees and says you don't break the bread during the bracha, rather you wait till after the bracha, and then you go ahead and break the bread. Rava brings various shittas and ends up passing the halacha, like Rava, that you first make the bracha, and then first afterwards you break the bread. We learned that Rav Huna said there's no advantage of having a complete loaf to make a bracha on, rather than a large piece. A larger piece is more important than a complete loaf, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, a complete loaf has a certain maila, and the bracha should be made on that. However, if the complete loaf is of barley bread, and the less than a complete loaf is from wheat bread, you make the bracha on the wheat bread because that's considered more chashuv. Nachum Yitzchak said that Marbrei de Ravina, when he had a complete loaf and a not complete loaf, which was a large piece, he would actually put both of them together and make a bracha on both of them together. In this way, he was mekayim both shitas. Papa says on Pesach, for sure you should do that with the matzah, because eating from not the whole matzah is actually more of a lechem oini. Rabbi says on Shabbos you actually take two loaves and make a bracha on that because of the pasuk that says lechem mishnah. Rav Ashi said, I saw that Rav Kahana, he took the two loaves but he only really cut one of them. Zeir would cut himself a piece of challah enough that would last him the entire meal. Rav Ami and Rav Asi, if they had bread that was used to make for an Erech HaTzeiris, they would make sure to use that for the Moitzi as well. They said, since one mitzvah was done with it, let's do another mitzvah with it as well. After washing and after making the bracha on the Moitzi, really there should be no hefsek until you eat. Rav says if you tell the people around you to take a piece of the bread, that's not called a hefsek and you don't have to make another bracha. However, if you ask someone to bring salt or to bring some type of lifton, some type of dip, then you would have to make another bracha. Yechanan said even asking to bring the salt or the lifton is also you wouldn't have to make another bracha. But if you would say to prepare the food for the animals, then you would have to make another bracha. Sheisha says even telling someone to prepare the food for the animals, you would not have to make another bracha because, like Rav Yehuda Merav says, you're not allowed to eat yourself until you give your family, until you give your animals to eat. As the pasuk says, "V'nasati esa b'sadcha livhem techo," and then v'yachalta v'savata. That's considered a tzorich oichel, and therefore you can tell someone to prepare for the animals before it's part of really the bracha of allowing you to eat, and therefore it would not be considered hefsek, and you would not have to make another bracha.